Sokuyizika desendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amatshono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza kwase-Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 27 Mabasa 2018 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
siyabonga kakhulu kuNational AIDS Council ukusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakoBulawayo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo.
Living in Sydney, dating people threatening to end the amazing things. I watch the amazing things. Planning me there, yes, they tell me that I'm not going to reach the peace of May, and they are going to come out with me to that effect.
Abalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje iStudio 7 ilethulela ingxoxo lomculi olodumo uVusa Mkhaya owake wafika khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhlanje uvule kusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana lezamabhizimusi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo, lapho aqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba zihloniphe umbuso wakhe njalo zizinikele emsebenzini ngoba ilizwe livule amasango ukuba abalesifiso sokusungula amabhizimusi beze bekhululekile. Okuningi asikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu esiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Ekhuluma ekuvulweni kombukiso we-ZITF, uMnangagwa uqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba ozatshengisa ukudelela lokungasebenzelani loZulu kuhle emizameni yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe uzaxotshwa umsebenzi. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu lamhlanje zingene umbukiso walonyaka. UMnangagwa ubhode ebuka amankampani abukisayo e-ZITF wahlola ibutho loba nje lonyaka indizamchina zilahleke ukuqonda phezu kwakhe zahambela kucelele sandla sakhe sokudla. Ngakwelinye icele, umkakhe unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa uphe ikhansili yedolobho lakoBulawayo isipho sabomabonakude abalitshumi lanye embukisweni wabohlangothi olubona ngokuvinjwa kokuthelelwana igcikwane lengculaza eye-National AIDS Council. Unkosikazi Senatra Nyathi, umqondisi wenathi woBulawayo, uveze injabulo ngalesi sipho.
Namhla besilohlelo lokusayina iBarcelona Declaration yokuqeda iTB ngo-2035. So sinikeza njalo i-ICT Health ama-TVs amakhulu kakhulu kuze abantu singabe layinile esibhedlela bebebukela information, bebukela uze imikhuhlane eminengenenge. Sesilandelela ukuthi unesi oyedwa ukuthi eme phambi kwabantu ekuseni kuphela laba wabuya emuva-ke. So sicabanga ukuthi singabanceda TV abantu babehlezi bemelela ukuyelatshwa bebona into eziningi befunda izinto eziningi.
Esamukela isipho sabomabonakude umqondisi wezempilakahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo uDokotela Edward Spanda ubonye kakhulu ethi sidala umahluko.
Siyabonga kakhulu kuNational AIDS Council ukusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Imbiko leyo ingekho mayelana ne-HIV kuphela kumbe i-TB, but impilakahle yomuntu wonke sibohlela kunye namakhensa.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa okukomiti yofuba lezempilakahle ubonge isipho lesi ethi kuyisibonelo esihle.
Uhlelo lwalamhlanje luqhakathekile kakhulu beluluhle.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe AIDS Network isebenzelana labathengisa ucansi, izibotshwa kunye labemba amatshe aligugu abangaphansi kwe-key populations bayabukisa ezHITF bekhuthaza abantu ngokuzivikela uma bephatheka kwezemacansini. Umbukiso wezHITF walonyaka uqale mhlaka-24 uzagqitshwa kusasa ngomgqibelo mhlaka-28 Mabasa. Kusukela ngolwesibili kusiyafika izolo bekungamalanga abosomabhizimusi. UZulu uze waqala ukungena embukisweni lamuhla kusiya kusasa. Umbukiso walonyaka uqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Sustainable Industrial Development Inclusive Competitive Collaborative. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo ngoba besesaba ukuthi bengatshiselwa khona. Abasekeli bakamnumzana Abednego Ncube onguye ummeli weGwanda South edalele ephalamende kwamanje babikwa behlasela abalandeli bakamnumzana Omphile Marupi oseveze isifiso sokuncintisa laye kukhetho lwamaprimary awezanu-PF. Okuningi asikuzweni kuAlbert Ncube eseGwanda.
Amalunga weZANU-PF asephakathi kokukhankasela ukhetho lwamaprimary lokudinga ozamela leli bandla ukhetho lwelizwe njalo sekuphuma imibiko kungezwani phakathi kwabalandeli bebandla kubangwa izikhundla. UMarupi oncintisa kulolu khetho uthi abalandeli bakaNcube baphambili ekwethuseleni abantu ukuthi bangamsekeli.
Engoma le ndawo kuthiwa John Deep lemkhalipho yadatshulwa ngoJoramu kwenatikiti ongukhansila khona ngathi civilian intimidating people threatening to burn them ezindlini zakubatshisela ezindlini lami nginje yezeshwale made a threat ukuthi I'm not going to reach the 5th of May and I'm going to my witnesses to that effect.
UMarupi uthi usekhweze lolu daba emapholiseni njalo omunye wabalandeli bakhe sebalekele umuzi ngoba sesabela ukuthiselwa endlini.
Ya ngivele emapholiseni, I've reported, I've opened the docket and the docket number yangikhona ngilazi. Yena nansho is the counselor is telling people ukuthi khonena they shouldn't actually put ama-posters ami because I'm here to challenge the sitting MPs.
Ibandla leZANU-PF likhangelele ukuqhuba ukhetho lwamaprimary ngesonto njalo laba abancintisayo bahamba bekhankasa bendawonye. Kula malunga leli bandla afika phose ikhulu loba nje kulezihlalo ezifika phose amathumi amabili ezedale lephalamende lesenethi. Imbiko ethole iStudio 7 iveza ukuba amakhosikazi u-Alma Mkhwebo noRene Kibi labo baphose badle phana lapho bekhankasa. Laba ngabanye abakhangelele ukuncintisana kukhetho lesenethi eGwanda. Amapholisa axwayisa uZulu elizweni jikelele ukuthi azabopha iloba ngubani ozaphatheka kudlakela lwezombusazwe kukanti umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye uthembisa ukuthi uhulumende wenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuqhutshwa kokhetho olunokuthula. Ngingu-Albert Ncube wendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawundeni eGwanda.
Yebo, mtswaka komuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingaqhutshwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingaqhutshwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asiqoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele. Kulandela ukusondela kwamalanga okhetho, amabandla ezombusazwe yaseqalile ukwenza ukhetho lokudinga amalunga azancintisa ama-primaries. Kodwa ukuthi ingcwethi zombusazwe loZulu jikelele engasazi okwenzakalayo ikugcwala kwamalunga ebandla elitsha elithiwa National Patriotic Front elisekelwa ngowayengumongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe emhlanganeni oyenzelwe edolobheni leMaswingo. Leli bandla lilamalunga ecelelezana uPF alithiwa lona iG40. Abanye ngabathi leli bandla lizenelisa ukuxexebula amavoti ebandla lezana uPF, kodwa njengoba kulokudonselana lakubandla leMDCT kuza kuba nzima ukuthi kube lebandla lizathola amavoti adlula isilinganiso esedlula amachumi amahlanu lelilodwa, i-50+1% ukuthi athiwe unqobile. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe uMnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena.
Okumele sikunanzelele okokuqala ukuthi abantu balandela lapho okulamandla khona, engathi ngolwasemzini people follow power. So amalunga ezanu PF loba babengasi bethini lakhosa beyi-G40 kodwa basele phakathi sebebonile ukuthi icele labo ele-G40 selithelwe ngamanzi, yikho ke bayagijima labo bezama ukuthi bazipositione ukuthi bangene ngaphansi kwezanu PF. Ngoba vele abantu balandela lapho kulamandla khona, umuntu ucabangela ukusasa lakhe ukuthi nxa ngisele phandle kambe mina lemuli yami kuzahamba njani, abesezama ukuthi ayezincengela ukuthi laye abantu bamzwele kuma-primary elections. Ibandla leli ele-National People's Front akukacaci kuhle ukuthi kambe lingabe linabantu abaningi ku-ground yini. Yebo, yesibonile besiba lo mhlangano eMaswingo lapha kade kulabantu khona, kodwa ngumhlangano wakade use-wall kasikaboni besenza amarali afanana lawo MDC Alliance lapho esibona kugcwaliswa abantu ezitediyamu, lakhe sakubona kusenzakala e-White City, sakubona kusenzakala la kwezinye indawo lapho kwenziwa khona imihlangano. Sisazona silokhu sicubungula siya phambili ukuthi kusiyafika uJuni kambe basebeyanelisile yini ukwenza amarali.
Ngokubona kwakho ngeliphi ibandla eliza ngqo?
Kunzima ukutsho ngoba okokuqala kusuka kube nzima ukuthi nxa amasotsha athatha ama-tank bakhipha imbhobho emkhulu bayifaka ezitaradeni zeHarare esasikwazi kwakuyi-treason ukuthi bese beqhubela abantu nje umbuso isibona ngani lokho awusoze kwenzakale. Uhlupho esilubonayo okwesibili ubudlelwano bebandla lezanu PF lebhilithane, ikakhulu ibandla le-Conservative Party ekuyiyo eyapha uMgabe umbuso ngo-1980, kukhanya ubudlelwano osobukhula osokwenza ukuthi sibuyele ukuba ngamalunga e-Commonwealth.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe obexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokhetho lwama-primaries kumabandla atshiyeneyo zombusazwe kulungiselelwa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kunye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Umongameli Donald Trump uzanda kwenza umhlangano ehoteleni yakhe eMar-a-Lago esisaziwa ngokuthi yi-Southern White House. Lo ubungumhlangano wesithathu phakathi kukaTrump lomkhokeli weJapan uMnumzana Shinzo Abe asebevuselele ubudlelwano bamazwe la ngesikhathi belwisana lokulolongwa kwezikhali zenyukliya lilizwe leNorth Korea. Umhlangano lo bawenze ngesikhathi uTrump elungiselela ukwenza umhlangano oqakathekileyo loMnumzana Kim Jong-un welizwe leNorth Korea. UTrump uncome u-Abe ngokusekela ukuthi alungiselele ukuhlangana lo Kim Jong-un esithi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane lo mkhokheli we-North Korea. UTrump uthe kumele u-Kim Jong-un alungise udaba lokuthunjwa kwezezinye izizalwane ze-Japan. Ababili laba bavumelane ukuthi kumele ilizwe le-North Korea lithathelwe zonke izikhali ze-nuclear njalo sokumele liyekele ukulolonga ama-ballistic missiles lezinye izikhali ezilakho ukubulala abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Bathe ilizwe le-North Korea lizaqhubekela phambili lifakelwe izijeziso ze-NATO nxa lilokhe lilolonga izikhali ze-nuclear. UTrump lo-Abe baphinde bakhuluma ngokuthengiselana okungani kukhathaza elemelika elithi liyaqilibezelwa lilizwe le-Japan yemithetho yokuthengiselana enceda ele-Japan lamanye amazwe. UTrump uthe ilizwe lakhe laphuma kwisivumelwano se-Trans-Pacific Partnership ngenxa yemithetho engancedi lutho ilizwe leMelika. Ababili labo bakhulume njalo langezomvikela. UTrump utshele u-Abe ukuthi ilizwe leMelika lizaqhubekela phambili lisebenza nele-Japan ngezomvikela elwandle lwe-Indo-Pacific lezinye indawo.
Alolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Uluhlu lokusebenza kwentatheli zindaba zikhululekile olo World Press Freedom Index luveza ukuba ukususwa kwaye ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe esikhundleni ngolwezi nyakenye kulethe inguquko kwezokwethulwa kwembiko abantu bekhululekile elizweni. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Lokho kubikwe ngabehlanganiswe entatheli zindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders ethi iZimbabwe yayikusibanga esedlula ikhulu 128 isikhuphuke kancane yaya ku-126. Ugwalo lolo oluhlanganiswe zintatheli zindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders luveze ukuthi ukungaphathwa kahle kwentatheli zindaba lokuzivimba ukuthola ulwazi lokubhala kuhle indaba zazo kuvame ukwenziwa ngababusa ngochuku. Ngaphansi kombuso kaMgabe intatheli bezihlukunyezwa ngendlela ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukubotshwa, ukutshaya lokuvinjwa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile. Isikhuthamfundo kwezokuthapha izindaba elokishini le-Nasty unkosikazi Buhle Dube uthi loba nje ugwalo lwe-RSF luveze inguquko encane ukhuthaza ukuqiniswa kwemizamo kahulumende yokulandela imithetho njengokumumethwa yisisekelo sombuso.
Ukuthi iZimbabwe isikhwele mbijana sokuimprovile i-media freedom yangkhona into enhle sibi layi lokhu kuyabongeka kodwa akukatshintshi into ngendlela eziningi cause lokhu esisale salomango omude kuhamba okuqala still the same government angithi lokhu engawakhishe ama-policies abonana kudala awe-pipe ipa in a-restricted some certain freedoms so abangakwenza so that they can maybe improve that is batshintshe ama-policies lana abede under immediate so that we can have more press freedom.
Ekugcizelela kulokhu ohlaziya ezombusazwe umnumzana Mduduzi Ncube uthi lokhu kuyinto enhle ikakhulu ilizwe zelikhangela lelo khetho.
I think ukuthi it's a great opportunity for ama journalists. Right now we are slowly approaching ama elections, so we need open views for ukuthi abantu be vote from informed decisions. Singathi eZimbabwe there is few intimidation of ama journalists.
Uqhubekele phambili ethi intatheli ezisebenzisa ubulembu beinternet ukuhambisa indaba osokusenza ukuthola ulwazi kube lula.
Sibusela ngokusuka umongameli Robert Mugabe sesibone kule nguquko kupress eZimbabwe. Abantu sebeyenelisa kunjani ukuba le freedom of speech kwama-journalist asamona ama-journalist njani ebotshwa sebekwanisa ukukhuluma ukucriticisa i-government ewusakathese amnangakha. So mbona sekule freedom sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka sikhulume esikufunayo sibathuka nxa sibungayenzi kahle. Sikubona especially lapha ekusebenziseni i-social media. So ngesikhathi somgabo kule crackdown even kuma-social media. So ever since mnangakha engenile mbona kule nguquko eneni sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka.
Ugwalo lwe-RSS luphinde lwachasisa ukuthi loba nje sokusetshenziswa ubulembu be-internet ukuze intatheli zenze umsebenzi wazo zivika umthetho owehlukeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika ohulumende abaningi sebephuma namaqhinga okwenqabela ukusebenza lula kobulembu lobu uZulu engatholi lula ulwazi. Iqula lama ukuthi kusese lomsebenzi okhona ekuthuleni kwembiko ngoba uzathatha isikhathi ukuthi uhulumeni weZANU-PF aguqule ukwenza kwakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthembile ukuthi ilizwe lizanikeza intatheli izindaba amalungelo azo okusebenza zikhululekile lokunikeza abantu amathuba okuthola imibono etshiyeneyo. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, nguGibson Bebe.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi ulethemba lokuba iqembu lakhe lizamisana leqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars kusasa. Loba nje kulabadlali abambalwa abangasoze badlale ngoba belimele. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu leHighlanders labadlali abambalwa abalimeleyo ababalisa uTenda Ndlovu, Nigel Makhumbe, uBen Msaka, Ozia Sibande kanye noThabo Lunga. Kodwa umqeqeshi weqembu leli uMadinda Ndlovu uthi ukungabi khona kwalaba badlali kulakho ukupha ithuba abanye abadlali abangavamanga ukudlala.
As we witnessed uMbongeni engena ebuya edlala the way he displayed or the way he played here number one. We also have other youngsters within that probably, you know, would come into the team and do duty.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba sekahle Premier Soccer League ekhona kusasa, iqembu leMutare City lizanqikelana leli FC Platinum enkundleni yeVengere. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikela eleBulawayo Chiefs naseRuvaro Stadium. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leli Harare City. Abafana beNicroot bazadibana naweCape United naseAscot. Iqembu leChicken Inn lizanqikela eleYadanga seLuveve, kuthi iqembu leJapan Mine lizadlala leli ZPC Kariba naseMaclans. Yenzo iqembu leDynamos lizadibana leleBulawayo City naseRuvaru, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leleChapungu enkundleni yeKipo. Kusasa ngosuku lokugcina lombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuzaqhutshwa umncintiswano wokugijima weCoca-Cola 4-minute mile, wona ozangenwa ngabadlali abangamashumi amabili. Lo mncintiswano uqhutshwa minyaka yonke, njalo abadlali kuyabe kumele bebhode inkundla kane ngaphansi kwemizuzu emine. Wanqoba nyakenye nguTrust Chidomaya weqembu leZRP Fairbridge. Ekupheleni komncintiswano wokugijima uzaqhutshwa umncintiswano we-Ingwebu Zimbabwe National Tug of War Championships, lawo uzaqhutshelwa khona emagcekeni yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair kusasa ngomgqibelo wemini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday, kuhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa loVusa Umuzi Ndlovu ocula lensingizi, kodwa namhlanje baxoxa ngomculo wakhe ehamba ngegama lokuthi Vusa Mkhaya.
Lakhe ngeke ulikhohlwe kusukela kungoma eyakhathaza kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe uSugar Daddy. Uhlelo Woza Woza Friday.
Igama lami nginguVusa Umuzi Ndlovu, enokuzalwa kodwa enomsebenzi nginguVusa Mkhaya. Mina ngazalelwa koBulawayo empilo esibhedlela, ngakhulela koBulawayo, ngafunda koBulawayo. Ngiwumhlabeleli, ngaqala ukuhlala leqembu lelivinisi emnyama elingaziwa ngengoma leyana etishukadeti kathi sibizwa ngokuthi insingisi.
UVusa Mkhaya kalithiyanga iqembu lakhe lensingizi, kodwa uthi ukhulisa igama lakhe.
Ngaphandle kokusebenza lensingizi, zikhona ezinye ingoma engizibhala nginguVusa Mkhaya. Lapha okule album khona engayenzayo ethi khona uManyanyatha, le ngoma ethi uManyanyatha. Ziningi nje ingoma engizibhalayo, ama-album asemathathu, kodwa engani yiyo efike endlebeni zabantu kakhulu uManyanyatha.
Yata, but
Luhlelo lwakho mlaleli othandekayo sixoxa lomkhaya osebhodi amazwe omhlaba athiyeneyo njalo usesebenzile kwezomculo wathola nezicoco emazweni athize angaphetsheya kolwandle.
Leqembu lensingizi sesike savakashela amazwe ashiyeneyo eChina, sike safika across Europe lase-Africa. Saba nenhlanhla saphiwa isixhoko se-Radio France Music Award. Njalo sike saba nenhlanhla enye enkulu kakhulu ukuthi khona i-album yethu Voices of Southern Africa yathengisa more than 250,000 units in North America.
Kona ke eZimbabwe kukhona yini akwenzayo umkhaya njengoba ke labalaleli bethanda ukwazi ukuthi bangazithola ngaphi le ngoma zakhe.
Mina njengoba usamkhaya kule festival esiyenza ekhaya iproject ethi From Bulawayo to the World, lapho engisebenza khona nama-artist akobulawayo ahamba phandle kwelizwe besiya performa bephendule obulawayo. Umkwali ngisebenza laye kakhulu kuleyo project lamanye ama-artist. Njalo imusic yami yatholakala ku-iTunes ku-Amazon lamanye ama-online platforms. Ngingathaba kakhulu nxa lingangena lisetshe Vusa Mkhaya and download it isisupport ngoba sinekele ukuzenzela akula muntu ozasenzela.
Ngempela izenda ziyagezana. Abahlabeleli bakithi ukuze bakhule bafuna usizo lwenu balaleli. Besikwetshisele noVusa Mkhaya kuhlelo Woza Friday. Yekela sinyanyathe ngomanyanyatha. Ngempela viki enhle kini lonke. Ngu-Ezra Chilo Sibanda lo ofulathelayo.
Imakaya wa kalela jina o pesi woshiwe siya kari zingane zitu zikalela jina o wa imachili wachisu ya nina si woshiwe siya huwa pesi zama inti
esigqibela ke na uhlelo uEzra Chisa Swanda kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula usemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwabulawayo. Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emzini yabo besaba ukuchiselwa. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje asidibaneni njalo ngo 6:30 ekuseni ngesonto.
Ngiyabonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.